Okay, so welcome everybody. This is the 1 o'clock to 1:50 presentation of Scott White with Newsline, NFB Newsline, one of my favorite topics to discuss. And one of my favorite friends, Scott White and his lovely wife, and they're here to share a lot of stuff about Newsline. Remember, if you do not have Newsline, contact me, jdegen16@comcast.net, and I'll make sure you get it. Scott, we're ready for you, honey.
Okay, thank you, Janie.
You're welcome.
Welcome to everyone this afternoon, and thank you for taking your time to join us this afternoon to learn more about NFB Newsline. My name is Scott White. I am the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind. And today, assisting me, I have my lovely wife, Genevieve White.
So, Scott, I know a lot of people know about Newsline, but why is Newsline important and why is it important to you?
Well, I've been an NFB Newsline subscriber for since around 2002. I've always found it to be, even back then, and of course I think it's even better now because I've been working with it and added a lot of content and so forth over the years. I started at the National Federation of the Blind in 2006. But I think NFB Newsline gives us a fantastic opportunity to have access to all this information that we just wouldn't have available to us. You know, one of the major obstacles of blindness is access to information, and NFB Newsline goes a long way towards bridging that gap. I want to say a thank you to Dr. Jernigan. I never had the opportunity, unfortunately, to meet him, but I say thank you to him for originally coming up with the idea for NFB Newsline back in 1995. So let me tell you a little personal story of, you know, one thing that was really a benefit. There's been many, but let me go ahead and just tell you one. Back many years ago, my stepson and I were having a conversation, and I was able to have a more in-depth conversation. You know, him being a teenager at the time, he was really interested in video games. And there was a piece in the New York Times, and it was in the business financial section, so that was its primary focus, was the business aspects. But it also gave me a lot of information about, because it was a background article as well, it gave me a lot of information about different video games and the different companies and the new ones coming out and so forth. So I was able to, you know, connect better with him and be able to know about those things and talk more intelligently about it and so forth. So that was really just a personal connection. There's many ways that NFB Newsline has helped me over the years, and we have some stories about that I've collected from other folks that we'll be getting into a little bit later. It just really gives me such an opportunity to learn information about a bunch of different things that I necessarily wouldn't gone and reading about those. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about some of the content that's in news. NFB Newsline. I think as far as blind folks, we tend not to know everything that may be in a newspaper. You know, I often will hear the story, well, I'm not interested in the news because it's, you know, people say, well, there's not a lot of good things going on in the world now. Who got shot last night and so forth? Yes, certainly the newspaper has those type of articles. But, you know, I found many things about movies, theater, different music, different cultural events, anything that's going on in your area. And it's all broken up into different sections. So if you want to read about what happened in the news last night, you can do so. If you want to go ahead, for example, and you just care about sports, then you got it. So you can go ahead and just focus in on that. I encourage people to go ahead and do what I call my 10-day challenge. If you're not a subscriber or if you're not really using NFB Newsline a lot, go ahead and try it. Give it a good, honest try for 10 days. And if you can't find something that you like, I really want you to know, let me know about it. And I'm serious about that because I've, you know, done a good effort in trying to add all kinds of different content. Sure, are there things that you probably will find that you may be looking for that are not on there? Unfortunately, we can't do everything that I would like to do, time, resources, money, but we do have a good selection on it. But by saying that also, if there's something that you would like to have, you never know. Other people may be requesting the same thing. So it's a good idea always to call and let us know what types of things that you would like. And we'll see, put that on the list, and it may get added someday. Okay, so an overview of NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline, I describe it as an audio and Braille information source. And of course, if you're using a Braille device, you in the access methods that we're going to talk about, if you're using a connected Braille display, you can get that information in Braille as well. And really, this is going to be, you know, the only access method that individuals that are deafblind are going to be able to access it is with a Braille display. Okay, so NFB Newsline, we currently have over 500 publications, and these are broken down into like publication groups. Let's go ahead and talk about breaking news online first. Now, the breaking news online category is where we go to about 40 popular websites, and we will grab the content every hour from that website, and then we display those articles. You know, the cool thing is that, you know, when you may have tried to look at information on the web and so forth, and you've got a lot of interruptions in within the articles and a lot of links for this and that, and they may not even be labeled, so you may just hear a bunch of numbers and things that whatever the graphic is represented as, so if it's not properly labeled. So with NFB Newsline, you're not going to run into any of that. You're going to run into just the straight text. So that's what breaking news online.
So breaking news online, we've got lots of different things. We've got the Apple Insider. You've got obviously ABC, NBC, and CBS News. And if you like a little satire, The Onion is always a great thing to listen to. We also have ScienceX, Lifehacker, The Daily Beast. There are quite a number of different publications on the breaking news online category.
The ScienceX is a publication that I often will check out when I have some free time. I'm interested in all different aspects of science, and it gives me an opportunity. If you check that one out, it has that one has a multitude of articles that we're picking up off their website, and it's just about all aspects of science. I mean, anything from they have a medical section to astronomy, all kinds of things that they have in that. Okay, another publication group that we have is national newspapers, and we currently have about 13 publications in that group.
National newspapers, we've got The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, The Christian Science Monitor, Investors Business Daily for all of you business geeks out there, and Stars and Stripes, USA Today, The Hill, and Information Week. There's lots to choose from, as well as the Associated Press.
Okay, another category we have is quite big. We have about 91 publications in this category, and that's magazines.
Well, magazines, you have lots to choose from. You can visit the Air and Space Smithsonian. You can have Bon Appetit and find some wonderful recipes. There is Diabetic Living. You can have your Highlights magazine. You can go to the parade if you like some different about the movie stars. You have Science News. You have Runner's World, Popular Science. You have Vogue, Spry Living. So you got to keep in shape and get going. There's Popular Science, Parents Magazine, The New Yorker. Just quite a number of magazines for you to choose from.
Now, sort of a subcategory that we have in magazines is we have a subcategory called Blindness Specific. Now, in that, you're going to find the flagship publication of the National Federation of the Blind, the Braille Monitor. We're also going to have things like from the AFB, we're going to have Access World, and we also have from the National Federation of Blind, Future Reflections as well. So another category that we have is international publications. We currently have about 14 publications in that. This is really a popular section that we have on NFB Newsline. I remember probably about 10 years ago now, I was at one of our national conventions, and an individual came up to me and said, I'd really like to have international publications to gain a better perspective of how other countries around the world are really perceiving our news that are going on. So I added that, and like I said, we have about 14 publications.
In international publications, you can find India Times, the London Telegraph, the New Zealand Herald, World Politics Review, Globes Israel, The Daily Mail in the UK, and also the Montreal Gazette.
Okay, so we have something that we've recently brought out, and we really want to go ahead and expand on this because we just have four publications right now, but it's called the Kids Reading Corner.
The Kids Reading Corner, wow, that's pretty cool. In that category, we have Stone Soup, which is a magazine that's actually written by children. It usually has a lot of poems and different writings that children have presented. We have the Highlights magazine, like I said earlier. We have National Geographic Kids, and we also have Girls Life. So we are trying to expand this portion of NFB Newsline so that it really is helpful to parents and children.
So now from, we've talked about all these different publications. Now from each state, we at least have two publications from every state. More states are gonna have more than two publications, I should say. But each state is going to have at least two publications. So one of the cool things about here, let's say that I'm watching the nightly news and something comes up on the nightly news and I want to go ahead and learn more about that. Well, the nightly news, you know, they start out with 30 minutes, then you got commercials and, you know, you'd be lucky if you get 2 minutes per story. So I can hear something about the nightly news on that I'm interested in, and I can go to that state's publication and find one of their newspapers and then read more about it that way. So that's really informative. Another thing that we have that Jen mentioned a little bit earlier, but to expand on that a little bit, with the Associated Press. Now, the Associated Press is going to be the same wire feed that goes to the radio stations and TV stations. So we have one of these, we have a national feed where it's going to have all the national articles, and then has the state feed as well. Most of the state feeds, I know people are, because I've heard from people that use this for the lottery results, because they'll go out and they'll buy their tickets, and then they want to see if their numbers actually came up. So that's actually in the Associated Press for a lot of the different states.
Mr. White?
Yes,
We have a question from someone, her hand's raised, Sherry Rollins. Do you want to take a question?
If Michael can go ahead and get them unmuted.
Go ahead, Sherry. Oh, you were unmuted. Sherry, did you have a question?
Hello?
Yep, there you are.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So my question is, will you ever have the Star Ledger on the Newsline as well as People Magazine included?
Well, I believe that, although I'm not familiar with all the New Jersey publications, I believe the Star Ledger is already on there. And as far as People, we are working with the publisher to get that exactly. Right now, they were able to give us the Spanish one first, so that's available on NFB Newsline now. But we're working diligently to get the English version of the magazine as well.
Okay. Is it possible for us to do the questions at the end so we can finish his presentation? I think that would be a little smoother.
Indeed, we can continue.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good. Okay, so now from time to time, we have special sections that are on NFB Newsline. Now, right now, of course, unfortunately, with the virus going around the world and how it's in our country and so forth, but we knew it was important to go ahead and give blind individuals information about this. So back at the beginning of the year, we actually started this around in the March timeframe. It still continues to be on NFB Newsline, and it's probably going to unfortunately be on there for a while because the virus is going to be with us for a while. So, but what we're doing here is it's COVID-19 information, and all those breaking sources that I was talking about, and Jen was talking about, we're searching for COVID-19 for the information on the virus, and we're presenting articles just on that topic. So you can access that by finding breaking news online, and it's going to be the first publication there. Another special section that we've had on there recently, and we still have a part of it on there, is the election 2020 information. Now, we've taken down all the information like for the candidates' websites and all that stuff that would pertain really to voting and who making your decision who you wanted to vote for. But we still have, because I know people are interested in the articles that are appearing in the breaking news, the newspapers, the magazines, what have you, both for the what we call this is the candidate searches. So what we've done is collected articles, much like what we've done with the virus, but based on the last name. So we have a candidate search for Biden, and we also have one for Trump as well. Now, a section that's coming up that we're working on right now is going to be the holiday ads. Each year, for a number of years, we've been able to provide the holiday ads from a bunch of retail stores. We're exactly not sure of what we will be able to provide this year, but in the past years, we've had things like Best Buy, Lowe's, Home Depot, Kohl's, things like that, Walgreens. So we've had a number of those. We usually try to put up as many as we can. It's a little bit more manual intensive because it is a manual process in doing this, but that's why we only offer it during the holiday season. But that should be coming on shortly, and that will be on there throughout 2020. Okay, so we have other features that are on NFB Newsline. Okay, so we talked a lot about the different publications. So now we're going to talk about other features that are on NFB Newsline. Now, I've done this many times myself. Be watching TV and you hear the tones on the TV, beep, beep, beep. Okay, well, what is it? We know some sort of emergency situation is scrolling across the screen, but we don't know what it is. In the past, I've even called the TV stations, and they don't know what it is because it's an automated system, and it just happens. So, but now with NFB Newsline, you can go ahead and log in and immediately see what that emergency weather alert is. I specify weather alert because if it was something like an amber alert or if it was something like a man-made disaster like a chemical spill, we would not have that. But if it comes to anything like a snowstorm, tornado, hurricane, anything like that, we're certainly going to have the information about that. Now, to expand on the emergency weather alert, we have 7-day weather forecast. Now, I know you can get the weather forecast from many, many places. This is a very detailed and extensive weather forecast. And for my particular area, I found it to be the one that I can rely on the most. We had worked in a partnership for this with AccuWeather. So we get the 7-day weather forecast, and we have that, and it's even broken down hour by hour for that current day. Another feature that we have is TV listings. Now, the TV listings that we have are not simply, you know, this program is coming on at 8 o'clock, it's on CBS, that type of thing. This is very detailed. This is very personalized. So you do a personal setting setup when you first go in there, and you put in, like, your zip code and your cable provider, and then we're able to know what actually cable systems are in your area, so that's how we can present the one that you're actually using. You pick that one, and then it's going to tell you, for example, like for me, it would say channel 400 will be HBO. So whatever channel it says, then you would just simply go ahead and dial that in on your remote, and it should be there for you.
Mr. White?
Yes.
How far in advance can I get that information?
The TV listing information is going to be 13 days in advance. So let's say there are ways that you could go and look at it and say, okay, today being Saturday, but let's say that I wanted to know what's coming up on Wednesday at 8 o'clock on HBO. You can go ahead and put in all that information, and it will actually narrow it down and tell you that. Another thing that we have on feature that we have on NFB Newsline is retail ads. Now, I talked about the holiday ads. But these are the retail ads, and what the difference there is, these retail ads are available 365 days all year long, and we work directly with Target Corporation and also with Walmart, and we get the information directly from the server. This is going to be the sale information, like the sales circular that you would get on if you were getting the print paper that you would get like on your doorstep. So that's the retail ads. Another important feature that we have is job listings. Now, the job listings, as I was traveling around the country, there were two things that were asked for. And the two things that we currently didn't have at the time were job listings and grocery ads. Well, we've solved the job listing problem. We're still working partially with some partial solutions, and there in New Jersey, there actually we do have some audio recordings of some of the grocery ads. So we're grateful to have those. But anyway, with the job listings, it allows you to go in and basically pick the category. It allows you to pick the distance from your home location, your zip code, if you're looking for full-time, part-time, that type of thing, salary ranges, your education level. And then finally, it will allow you to put in a text string for the actual job that you're looking for. So if I was like looking for programming jobs, and I could put in the name of a programming job, programming language, and then it would find that material there. And that's job listings.
Mr. White?
Yes.
On job listings, does it matter how many different types of jobs I search for?
It is unlimited. We define what we call a profile. Now, that profile is going to contain all those things that I mentioned. So you could go ahead and have one for what I've seen commonly done is, let's say that someone wants to search within 5 miles around. That would be one profile. If they wanted to search, you know, up to 25 miles around the home location, you can do that. Or you could have them just any of the variables. You can go ahead and have it search different profiles associated with different job categories, anything that you like, but it is unlimited.
Can I apply right from Newsline? Can I do that?
That is a fantastic feature, and the answer is yes. So what you would do there is, with the job listing, you can go ahead and on different platforms, it's different actions that you would perform, but you can ask the system to go ahead and send you an email. Now, when you get that email, it's going to be the exact same thing that you heard on the phone if you're using the telephone access method. But one special thing it's going to have into it up at the top and at the bottom, it's going to have an apply to link. Now, that apply to link is, you go ahead and tap on that if you're on your phone or whatever, or press enter on it in the email if you're on your computer, and then it's going to go open that link, and it's going to directly be to the application that you can go ahead and fill out for that respective job. Now, a lot of them are hosted on CareerBuilder, and that seems to be pretty accessible. Of course, we can't guarantee if it's going to be accessible or not when it goes to a third party outside of the scope of really CareerBuilder or outside of the scope of just being their website. But when it goes to the actual company, like I've seen some for, well, I won't mention that, but I've seen ones for different companies, and some of them really vary in accessibility. So to combat that, we have something called a secondary email address. Now, the secondary email address is at the subscriber's request. They can call in, and we'll put that email address in there. So when they request the job listing, and this applies to the job listing only for the secondary email address, the person that you put in as a secondary email address will go ahead and get that email as well. So let's say that it could be your counselor at the commission. It could be a friend, relative, what have you, that's going to help you with that. They will get that as well. So they would have the ability to apply to link as well.
That's really cool.
Okay, so who is eligible for all this fantastic information? Okay, if you're blind, low vision, and if you have a print disability. Now, when I specify print disability, this would be somebody that would have trouble in turning the printed page. So let's say that someone that maybe would have shaking hands, someone that would have the inability to use their hands, anything that would prevent you from using conventional newsprint and being able to turn the pages. Now, how can you apply for an NFB Newsline? There's several different ways. A lot of people apply through the National Library Service. They'll just call up their cooperating library and say, I would like to go ahead and sign up for an NFB Newsline. Then it's done. So what happens then is they basically go and indicate on their database record for you that you want an NFB Newsline, and we get a download of all that information every Friday. For folks using the web, you can go to nfbnewsline.org, and there's a self-application on there. You can fill that out, and we get that information as well. Also, we have a toll-free number, which is 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. And then you can just call us, and we can send you the old-fashioned print application as well, as if you'd like that.
Do you have stories about how Newsline affects other people? I know you told us how it helps you, or do you have other stories?
Well, I had many. People call us all the time about different aspects of Newsline, and we collect a bunch of those, but I'm just going to go ahead and talk about a couple here today. Okay, so the first one, it sort of dovetails into what I was talking about earlier in a way that I use it as well. This individual was seeing something on the nightly news, and they were able to go to California and find out more information about that. So that's one use. Another gentleman that I have that's from Illinois, he actually says that NFB Newsline saved him money. Now, in this particular respect, what happened was he was reading the Chicago Tribune, and there was a section in there, an article in there rather, that said that they need to take the car that they recently purchased in for repairs for recall. Now, if he had not been made aware of that, then the car probably would have had the problem, potentially, and then at that time that it wouldn't have been able to be covered because just so much time had gone by. So he was able, that was really helpful to him. We have a student in Georgia that's a business student. And what he's required reading is the Wall Street Journal. Now, the Wall Street Journal we have on NFB Newsline, and as a business student, they were to read certain portions of it and so forth. And what he had to do is, before he discovered NFB Newsline, is he had to go ahead and, you know, say, can you read this for me? Can you read this for me? And he really didn't like that. You know, everybody wants to be as independent as they can. So he was just tickled pink to be able to go ahead and find NFB Newsline. Then he can have it read whenever he wants to. And that's another thing. You're able to read it when you have time, not on somebody else's schedule. So it's really great to be able to use it for that. Now, he said, I'm just thought as one of the students, not this blind guy that wants to walk around and get everybody to read something for him. So I have another business professional. And he was able to, like when he went to business functions, just by reading the things in the New York Times and other business type publications, was able to go ahead and network with people and just have, you know, topics of discussion. Okay.
You've given us a lot of information. Is there a way to get instructions for this service?
Okay, so a variety of different ways. So we have an audio tutorial that's on the telephone portion if you're using it. If you're using an iPhone, we have a help section in the app. But we also have instructions. So we have something called a how-to booklet. So people can call in and request that or write us an email. My email address is swhite@nfb.org, swhite@nfb.org. And you can request this. We can go ahead and send it to your email. We can go ahead and send it in large print. We also have it on audio CD, and we have it finally in Braille as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about how you would access this content. Okay, so there's a variety of different ways. We started off with the telephone access method in 1995 that we started with, where a person would use their touch-tone telephone and call in to NFB Newsline. That access method is still alive and well. We do about between 32 and 35 million minutes a year on that service, that portion of the service. So a lot of people still use that. And a lot of people use that, you know, if you're new to blindness, you don't have the blindness skills of how to use your computer or your iPhone or what have you. But people know the buttons on the telephone. So a lot of people will use that to start with, and a lot of people continue to use it. That's one of my favorite access methods, that and the iPhone. In fact, the iPhone is what I was going to talk about next. So we have an iPhone app called NFB Newsline Mobile 3.0 that's available for iOS, and you would go to your App Store, the Apple App Store, and grab that. Another device that we have is we have the Amazon devices, the Alexa devices, and you can access the NFB Newsline through that. We have a website, nfbnewslineonline.org, and you go there and you log in, and then all the content that we were telling you about, you can access right there. I heard someone earlier, they were playing something off of Victor Reader. So if you have a Victor Reader or you have a Victor Reader track, you can go ahead and once you go ahead and do the initial setup and put up your codes, then it's as easy as getting, you've identified your publications you want, then to get those publications, it's as easy as just turning on the device. So once you had this set up, let's say that you wanted to grab things before you head out the door in the morning, you could go ahead and, you know, wake up, add that to your list, just turn on the Victor Reader, let it download those while you're getting ready, and then when you're ready to walk out the door, they'll all be downloaded there for you. Another device that we have that you can get NFB Newsline on with, like a helper application that you run on your computer, is the National Library Service Talking Book Digital Player. So you would get this helper application off our website, then you could identify what publications you wanted, and then you run that, and that will allow you to put them on one of the NLS cartridges or USB drive, and then you can pop that in a player and it will read it that way as well. The next method I have is one that's been around for a good number of years as well, and that's email. Now, email, you can do a variety of things. You can get anything from just the article to the section to the entire publication. So while you're using the phone, for example, you could press a #9, and that will give you an opportunity to get each one of those sent to you. A lot of people get emails sent to them for the individual articles. Let's say that it's something that you want to keep for your personal use and refer to later if you're doing any sort of research. This is really beneficial with kids doing like current event assignments. If you want to go ahead and, you know, Jen was talking about it earlier, about recipes. Okay, a lot of people love to read the publications that we have with the recipes, and then they will go ahead and get it sent to them via email, and they'll just have it available that way. Also, we have the opportunity where, let's say, I just want automatic delivery. You can go ahead and sign up and say, oh, I want the New York Times every single day. And then when it becomes available in the morning, after it's put on the system, it will be automatically sent to you. That's the method that's really equivalent to getting like the newspaper on your doorstep. Okay, so now let's go to the part that everybody's been waiting for, the show and tell. Everybody's loved show and tell since kindergarten. Okay, so we're going to take a look at two things here. Let's go ahead and start off with a demonstration of the iPhone. So let me go ahead and turn that up here.
NFB Newsline Mobile.
Okay, so this particular app, it's iOS, so you'd want to get it from the Apple App Store, and it's called NFB Newsline Mobile 3.0. Now, we've had an iPhone app out since around 2012, but this one's been updated, and what you're going to find in this to start with, we have several plans of other features to add and so forth, but it's really feature-packed as it is, and a lot of the content has been streamlined. What I'm on right here is when you first download the app, it's comprised of four pages, but you're going to be on page four. And we start off on this page four, and you cannot get off of page four until you've actually put in your codes. So this is going to have some configuration settings right now. It has a few down at the bottom, and probably we'll have a little bit more later on, but this is the page where you would put in your codes.
NFB Newsline mobile settings, automatically speak text, automatically recognize text, automatic KNFB 50%, speak, log out, button, 4 character, security, 028, subscriber ID.
Okay, so there's where you do your subscriber ID, and then it goes on, as you heard, where you would put your security code. Okay, so once you put those in and you're successfully logged in, then it's going to open up to where you can go to the other pages. So I'm going to go ahead and look at page one. I'm on page four right now.
Page 3 of 4, page 2 of 4, information sources, heading, highlights.
Okay.
Barron's, my newspaper.
Okay, so highlights is what we call page one.
Highlights, heading.
Okay, so that was up at the top of the screen, and what I'm doing here to show all the content is I'm just doing a left to right swipe.
Edit button. Welcome, Scott White. Heading level one. You are near three. What's new? Tap here for the latest information about the service.
Okay, now the swipe before that, it actually gives you your address and so forth, where you are at the current moment. Then we're going to go right now. This would be a location here where you could tap on, and it would read like articles about the new publications that we've added, could be new features, etc.
Local weather.
Then you've got that local weather 7-day forecast that I'm talking about. Now, if you did have an emergency weather alert here, what it would do is the phone would vibrate, and then you would hear it say, weather alert. And then you would have an opportunity, you could tap on that, and it would go and give you more details about that emergency weather alert.
MyQ.
Okay, MyQ. MyQ is something that's new in this brand new version. And what it is as you're reading articles, you're reading sections, you're reading publications, what have you, you can go ahead and say, I'm going to save this to my queue. This is a manual process, but again, this is, let's say, if you just wanted to save any type of the articles, anything, this is directly on your device. This also can be used, like, if you were, going and you didn't want to purchase the Wi-Fi on the plane, and you're taking a trip, you can go ahead into the publication, you can say, add this to my queue, you could add the entire publication, and then you would have it ready to go when you were on the airplane. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at my queue for a second.
Search field.
Now, when I
double tap to edit,
when I have a bunch of information in there, then I can go ahead and search for different items. But I'm doing left to right here.
Articles, heading.
Now, if I have no content there, I'm not even, when you go look at your app right now, you're not going to see my queue, because it only appears if you have content in your queue. So it's first going to start off with the articles, and this is going to be one article that I saved earlier.
Mnuchin cites principles as Democrats see politics.
Okay,
so swipe up or down to select.
So that article is there, and then that's the articles. Now I'm going to move on to the sections.
Sections, heading. Discover online 11/01/2020, articles from October 1st through 7th. Swipe up or down.
And again, this is just the information that I chose to save there. Whatever you'd like for your queue.
Full publications.
And
heading.
You can do full publications as well.
New York Times for 11/21/2020.
Now, if I were to
swipe up or down.
If I were to go ahead and open any one of these options, then I would be able to read that content. Okay.
Highlights. Back button. Highlights. Back highlights. My queue.
Okay. So I'm on my queue. Now, this highlights page is all customized options.
Favorites. Heading.
Okay, so we're going to talk about my favorites here.
My newspaper. All content.
And that's my newspaper.
Swipe up or down to.
That I made with my newspaper, for those that don't know. My newspaper is a feature where you can go ahead and sort of cafeteria style pick the different sections of different newspapers that you want to read. Rather than me having to go to New York Times, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, all those, there's just certain sections that I like of those. So I've just made my own newspaper. The system allows you to do that.
Breaking news search results for Corona COVID-19 virus, 11/21.
Now what we're doing is we're going to my favorite publications.
Apple Insider, 12/...
And I've got several of those.
Atlantic, Barron's, Chicago Trip, CNET, Macworld, New York Times, PC World, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, TV listings.
Okay.
Heading.
Now, get to TV listings. So this is my TV listing favorites.
Cinemax 420, 120 p.m., The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Now see,
swipe up or down to...
All you're looking for is to see... what quickly is on your channel. This is fantastic because you can just have your favorites listed right here. Okay, so that is the highlights page. That's page one. I'm going to go ahead and move on to page two.
Page two of four. Retail ads. NFB Newsline Mobile.
Okay, we call this the information sources.
Information sources. Heading.
And I'm just going to go and do a left to right swipe again and go through some of the different options.
Breaking news.
Okay, so what you're going to hear here is a lot of the different categories that I talked about when I first started this afternoon.
Maryland State Specific Channel.
And of course, that would be your New Jersey channel there.
Maryland Publications. Publications from other states. National newspapers. International newspapers. Magazines. All publications. Global publication search. Spanish publications. TV listings. Retail ads. Learn about the NFB. Help.
Okay, so that's all our information sources.
Mr. White, I heard something there about global search. What is that?
Okay, it's global publication search. It is a great tool for research or if you're just wanting to find information about a particular topic. Now, folks know that I love technology, so one of my searches is just for iPhone. And that brings up and identifies a lot of technology sections. Remember, earlier I was telling you there's a lot of different information that you can find in our publications. That's just not strictly news. So I wanted to know what newspapers had technology sections. And, you know, iPhone being so popular, they're going to have articles in that. So that would help me find some of those technology sections. But you could be searching for anything. Like I remember times when Jen and I have gone on cruises, I put in cruise just to see if there was any cruise news. And again, this is searching all the publications you could pick out if you want newspapers, magazines, if you want to search just the local channels, anything that any of the categories that we have there. So, but it's really great as a search tool. You just simply here would go ahead and type in the text phrase that you want, and then you identify, you know, what publication groups that you want to search for, and then tell it to search, and it's going to show you all those particular articles. So that's global publication search. Okay, so moving on to the third page.
Page 304, KNFB Reader Basic, take picture button.
Okay, so most of us probably know what KNFB Reader is, but real briefly, KNFB Reader is an application that allows you to go ahead and take a picture of a printed page or really any type of printed object, and then it's going to read the text for you. What we have here is KNFB Reader Basic. Now, if you still need some of the things like if you need to read other languages, if you need some of the advanced save options, things like that, that's still a purchase item that you can get from the App Store, and that's KNFB Reader itself. What we have here is KNFB Reader Basic, and it is what the word implies. It's basic. And what I've used it for here is, let's say that you want to identify like a prescription bottle. It's a curved surface, but it works really well on that and getting that text out for you and being able to read that. The way that I have mine set up is once I go ahead and take a picture, I have to scroll down basically and read the text using VoiceOver. That's my preference. But we also have a setting. Remember, I was talking about the settings page, and it's on there where you can go ahead and have the VoiceOver voice read it as soon as the text becomes rendered. And you won't have to use VoiceOver to scroll down to read it. It'll just read it automatically to you. But you've got here
KNF take picture button.
You take picture button.
Tilt off button.
We do have still
double
have,
tap to enable or
we still do have the tilt guidance. So what would happen here is if I turn this on, the phone is going to vibrate. Now, when I have it perfectly level, it's going to stop vibrating. So as I tilt it up or down, the angle increases that I have it, that it's off from being perfectly level, it's going to go ahead and start vibrating even faster. So that's the take picture button and the tilt guidance.
Flash auto button.
And then, of course, you have your flashes here. Now, what a lot of people have used this for is, you know, I've heard from people, let's say that you have two boxes of, you know, they feel the same that's in the freezer. And rather than having to try to open it to figure out what it is, you just go ahead and take a picture of it, and then it will tell you that. So I see this as really useful to being for just quick items that you need to go ahead and have the information read to you. I also, a businessman, he went to a meeting, and, you know, of course, you know, we try to get the documents, the accessible documents, prior to the meeting and so forth, but this was a last-minute document. So they gave him a printed copy of it, and because he had this KNFB reader BRASIC, he could go ahead and just read that and then make a decision, you know, on what they were voting on. So it helps out in a number of aspects. Now, like I said, KNFB reader proper itself is going to be a cost item. That's $99.99. The KNFB Reader Basic here is part of NFB Newsline Mobile and will remain at $0, will be no charge for you. So that's the KNFB Reader Basic.
Well, Mr. White, I've heard that NFB Newsline could be used on Amazon devices. Is that true?
Most certainly. So what we did is now you can access all your publications through your Amazon Alexa. And it's right this moment, it's just the publications. So the things like the weather forecast and so forth, all that's on the drawing board to be added. You can just do the publications right at the moment.
Really? Can you show us how to read a publication on Amazon Alexa?
Yes. Okay. So to start off, what you would want to do is say, Alexa, open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Scott White. What would you like to do?
Read the New York Times.
Reading a New York Times dated November 21st, 2020. In the Business Financial Desk section of the New York Times. There are 11 articles in this section. Article 1. Discounts delayed. France postpones Black Friday.
Okay, so starting the reading of a publication is just that simple. You just ask for what you want. Now, I could have said, you know, any of our publications that we have, and it would have started reading that. And it starts off with the first section, the first article. You heard it tell me the number of articles in that section, and then it starts reading the first article. Now, if I let it go on, it's going to read the second article, the third article, so forth, after it finishes the, you know, the first and second article there.
How do you skip to a new article?
Okay, with NFB Newsline, we want to go ahead and make it so a person can get to the information that they want quickly and then go ahead and exit the system. So to read, go to the next article, you do.
For booksellers, clothing shops, Alexa, and non-essential.
Next.
Article 2. Forgiveness of loans wouldn't tackle roots of student debt crisis. By Kevin Carey.
Okay, so to go to the next article, it's just Alexa, next.
That's pretty cool. Can you skip a section?
In order to go to the next section, what we would do?
By the Associated Press.
Alexa,
stocks.
Ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the classified section of the New York Times.
Ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the editorial desk section of the New York Times.
And then it will jump to the next section, start reading that article, the first article.
That's pretty cool. Can you show me how to switch the publication?
His malevolent reign was.
Yeah, sure. Okay, here we go.
The sun was coming out tomorrow.
Alexa,
just one.
Ask National Federation to read the Boston Globe.
Reading in Boston Globe dated November 21st, 2020. In the arts section of the Boston Globe, there are three articles.
Well, that's pretty cool too. If I'm reading an article, can you show me if I can email an article to myself?
Yes, it's a very popular feature. We do about between 2 and 3 million emails a year. Okay, so I would start that off with
956955.
Ask National Federation to email me this article.
You should receive your email for this article shortly at swite@nfb.org.
Each program will be
So what it does there is it goes ahead and sends me that email. It's waiting for me in my inbox now, and it returns back to the article. So anytime that you start any of these commands, it's imperative that you say, of course, the keyword Alexa, and then you say, ask National Federation. We had to do it that way because after it hears National Federation, any command that you say, it's directed to a skill. If you didn't say ask National Federation, then it would think it was just a command directly made for Alexa, and you don't know what kind of results you'd get. Okay, so let's go ahead and see. We have a few minutes remaining here, so let's go ahead and open the floor and see if we have any questions.
There's a phone ending in 2612. They have their hand raised. Go ahead.
You have the floor.
In 2612.
That's Ward Biondi. Ward Biondi, unmute yourself. Is there another one too behind him so we can get them rolling?
There is 2844. Ending in 2844.
Thank you, honey.
I'm unmuted.
Yes, Mr. Biondi.
This is Ward.
Go ahead, sir.
Am I on you?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Speak.
Okay, just a quick question. How can you request, or do you have a way of requesting the newspaper? The reason I'm asking that question is we have Gannett newspapers, and in New Jersey we've got one Gannett newspaper that concentrates strictly on two counties, basically Monmouth and Ocean, and then we have another Gannett newspaper that's in South Jersey, and then we have of course two or three papers up in North Jersey, but Middlesex and Somerset County, they don't have any paper at all. The Home News Tribune was never put on. It used to be on the library audio vision, and now it's off of that, and there's no way of getting it. And I wanted to find out if there was a way of requesting it.
Yes. Come Monday, go ahead and give us a call at that customer service number that I gave, the 866-504-7300. Now, we do go ahead and take the request. Sometimes it takes us a long time to do it. Basically, every newspaper that's on there has to have some funding source. So that would either come from the sponsor, or from time to time we have a limited amount of grant funding that we can use. So it may take us a while to get things on there, and we do have a lot of different requests. But if there's others that would like, you know, those newspapers, they should go ahead and give us a call as well, because the more people that I hear from, then we're just going to be able to knock that up higher in priority. So, you know, the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So if we have other people to call in and want those particular newspapers, then we'll try to see what we can do. But again, the number's 866-504-7300.
Okay, so phone ending in 2844. Go ahead.
2844. Is there one person behind that?
No, that's the only person that has their hand raised at the moment. If anybody else has questions, raise your hand, please.
Andy Smith has a raised hand. We can get him unmuted.
Go ahead, Andy.
Thank you.
Hey, what is the average time people can expect before hearing back from Newsline? Because I've had several students I've helped apply for that we've just kind of been like waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
I can answer that. I can answer that, Andrew.
Okay.
Send everything to me and I get it down to Scott and it gets done in the same day.
Do you? Okay.
All right. Whatever it is, if it's qualified people that act, you know, then send it to me. I send it down to Scott and it gets done.
Okay. Thanks.
Super duper.
And then we have another hand raised ending in 4394. Go ahead.
Hello.
4394 or 2844, either one of you. You right. Can unmute. Is there anybody else that has a question?
This is Murray McLaughlin. Would they have like entertainment, Scott? Like say, for instance, like say a music show, like a concert, like say a Christmas concert or any type of concert coming up at any point. I'm a long time fan of Newsline, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, we don't have anything directly on there such as that. What we would have is we would have the listings of anything going that would the publication sent us about anything going on in your community. Now, if the affiliate wanted to go ahead and put up, you know, anything else, other information about other events that they were aware of going on, then they could put those on the local channel. So that's another resource to go ahead and check out is the local channel. If you're using a phone, you would start off by pressing number 2.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of stuff on Newsline for New Jersey in there. So go on Newsline and check it out. In fact, the agenda's there. So that's cool. And was there anybody else with a question before we end this particular segment?
It was just 439. There you are. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I know you said that this is Kenya from Pennsylvania. I know you said that it's only Walmart and Target on there. Do y'all plan on getting any like markets like ShopRite or Acme?
Oh, they're on there.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you were talking, you live in Pennsylvania. So, We don't have anything with the shopping ads right now. It does vary from state to state will have that because that's read by a human reader and it's an audio recording. But to answer your question, yes, we have tried from time to time to go ahead and get other vendors that we can get on as far as retail ads. It is quite an involved process. It really the hardest part of it is finding getting to the correct person. I would say that if you have something that you're really interested in, and this is when advocacy really works, is if you can get other people in your area to go ahead and contact that business and tell them about NFP Newsline. I'm a blind person. I would like to know about the ads in your store. I would like to shop more in your store. Then actually worked. It worked with the case of Walmart. And I mean, that's a big one, but it took a while, but it finally, they contacted me. I had made many attempts to try to get Walmart prior, but it really all happened because there was an individual consumer that just kept banging on Walmart and saying, you need to do this. And
there you go.
Happened.
All right. Thank you.
Otherwise, you can move to New Jersey because we have. That's a great
answer. We have Joanna Simmons.
Okay. That'll be the last one.
Hi, Scott. This is Jonah from North Carolina. But I've just been having some problems ever since I installed that KNFB reader Newsline combination. Is there any way that I can get rid of that and just go back to the original NFB Newsline app? Because I can't even punch in my TV listings, and I've tried to find a way to dismiss the reader part. I don't even know why I got that because I have the full KNFB reader app, and now it seems like I can't get away from it.
Maybe you can help her on Monday, Scott?
That's what I was going to say. But to answer your question, there is no way really to go once an app is updated in the App Store. Apple doesn't let you go back to prior versions. But we certainly want to make sure that you get the content that you're looking for. So why don't you go ahead and give us a call on Monday, or you can send us an email. I'll go ahead and finish up this afternoon with giving my contact information.
Okay. Very good. So
my email address is swhite@nfb.org, swhite@nfb.org. And our telephone number again is 866-504-7300, 866-504-7300. Thank you for everybody's time today, and thank you for Jen for assisting me this afternoon. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. We appreciate you coming on, and we always send love and hugs to our friends down in Maryland. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a great day, you guys.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. Okay, if you're here for the 2 o'clock slot, then you are in the right place. And in just a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes or so, we're going to have my wonderful friend, Matt Volbrecht, who's already in the room and is already has the privileges of unmuting himself, thank goodness, because otherwise you'd hear me tell his stuff and I'd only get a third of it in. He is the fastest speaker I know that speaks with energy and enthusiasm. And you're in the right room. We're going to start momentarily. So just hang tight for just a few minutes.
Hi there, Janie. How you doing?
I'm doing great, honey. How are you?
Good, good. Glad to be here.
Great. It's another fabulous day with so many wonderful sessions and a lot of people on, almost 100 people on everything. It's really been great.
That's awesome. Praise God. That's really cool.
Yep.
Not as cool as being there together in person, but hey, it'll do for now.
It'll do for now. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Great. So I have 155. We'll just let everybody come on in, and they might be in another room. The parents of blind children are going concurrently with us, and maybe some people will be coming over. So we'll just give them a few minutes to do such.
All right. Sounds good.
Michael, how?